What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarfino.
Are we going to talk about the Slack thread that happened before this?
Which
or
one?
Or is that the one where you asked someone, they said, I'm in such a great mood. I think we should probably record this as an MP3 and put it out. Yeah. And then everyone got super confused. And then I could just hear you wheeze laughing on your side. And then you responded, it's already a podcast, you fucking suckers.
I didn't say that. I didn't turn it around like that. No,
said it in your brain.
No, I was just saying that I'm in a mood today. And I think that's going to make for a good podcast. You know what I'm saying? Over there.
He just fucking 30
under 30. Best Baby Blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Gettys.
Where's Porty?
Is he okay?
He's sleeping on the ground. He's fine.
Okay. I think he said San Francisco.
I did say. Crisco. Has anybody ever done that? Here's the thing. When you think about the 90s, what do you immediately think of, Nick? You think of Marvel versus DC and when they became the Elagma universe, right? Let's take Kissimmee, Florida, mash it up with San Francisco.
What could go wrong?
Kissy, you know what I mean? That's what we'd have over here.
Two places, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Man, Kissimmee,
I don't know.
Honestly, Greg, I do think a lot about Kissimmee when I think of the 90s. No joke. Like, because
did they run the commercials for you too?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Greg. But it was mostly Nickelodeon style, kind of like, come to the parks. Come to, I don't know.
Yeah. No, totally.
Was it a theme park thing?
See, no, for me, first off, California boys, did you have commercials trying to encourage you to go to Kissimmee, St. Cloud, Florida, or whatever?
No, that would have been a bit of a drive.
Because that was the thing that in Chicago, like in the middle of winter, they'd be running these things. You know what I mean? In Jamaica ads, you get Jamaica ads here.
Yeah,
Kissimmee, Florida, Kissimmee Saint. Why am I trying to put a saint on it? What is that?
No, it's just Kissimmee. It's just
St. Petersburg is a place in Florida.
We had Sandoz ads.
You know, Greg? I do want to say Kissimmee St. Cloud. Is that what you were
saying? It is. Kissimmee St. Cloud is a city in Florida. Look at that.
Y'all know what's crazy? Kissimmee has three double letters in it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's one of those recognizable things, Tim, because I would always see commercials for this on Nickelodeon, I think.
Mine was local advertising.
For summer, come to our parks. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it was a Nickelodeon thing or if the commercials were just on Nickelodeon, but they were advertised towards kids to say, like, come have fun in our fucking city, dude.
Hold on. Their website
needs extra.
Experience Kissimmee.com. Their headline is just be perfectly whelmed. Experience Kissimmee.
Don't get overwhelmed. Don't be underwhelmed.
That's awesome, dude.
That's amazing. What a perfect way to set an expectation that this place is just going to be middle of the road. Nothing good, nothing bad.
Who could it be?
Jesus. Hey, Poe, it's Greg Miller, your best friend. How are you?
Always Poe.
I'm good. How about you?
Good. You're on a podcast, obviously. Do you remember, stick with me, the crow, the crow that was a commercial that would try to get, it was an animated crow that would try to get you to come to some water park in Indiana?
Best Rivers Water Park?
No. It had a catchy jingle. We're talking about Kissimmee, Florida. You remember those commercials?
No,
Fox 32, man. Yeah. They'd be showing you all these nice places, telling you to go to Jamaica, telling you to go there. And then there was a fucking crow.
I just remember like that jingle, though. It was like, these waves are fantastic. And they were trying to sell their wave pool.
Yeah, no, that's a different one. I remember that one, too. But shit, I'm thinking of this crow. All right, thank you very much. If I figure it out, I'll text you the commercial.
No, okay.
All right, bye. God, no, there was this fucking animated crow that I loved and had
Make sure you get back to him. Make sure you get
crow back. Crow, Indiana, water park. Internet will have me on this one. Indiana Beach. Yes. There's a great time in Indiana, at Indiana Beach. Now we're going to find that, Kevin.
Commercial?
I just love it. I've never felt more like I'm at the wheel of a spaceship, fucking taking you guys on a journey. I'm Miss Frizzle, motherfucker, and you're all just here.
Here we are in Indiana.
Indiana Beach.
Kevin, in that other
picture. That's it. There's more than corn in Indiana. Sorry.
In the other picture in picture mode, me and Nick were like two faced. Like split down the middle, and it looked really, really cool.
If you That's cool.
Like, yeah, Nick, like, look at me. Yeah, no, you have to look.
Like, Nick, can you look
to the, whatever the opposite direction is because it's freaking me out. There it is.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Ew. It's cool.
I'm going to hide this again. Sorry.
I hate it.
Sorry, just, podcast listeners.
Wait, so, does, where are, you, so are we on water parks
everyone?
Now? Are we on water parks? Is that what we're talking about? Or is it a theme park?
Any of these?
No, Indiana Beach, I never got to go, so I don't know. No, Kissimmee was just like, hey, it's cold and shitty where you are. Come to Florida. And then Indiana Beach was like, hey, it sucks in Illinois and Indiana. Why not come here? We got a water park and a roller coaster.
Now, here's a weird kind of nice, like whatever.
Kevin, I'm sending it to assets. I'm sending it to assets because we got to see. You got to look at this. I doubt that the Indiana Beach people
are. Yeah, I have
are,
this one.
Oh, thank you. Can you show that to everybody? Because I wanted people to see this.
Yeah, give me one second. Let me full screen it. I'm sure this is not going to hurt our company in any way.
Of course not. Mr. Bucket got us. You think if the Indiana Beach people come after us, I will personally go find this crow and beat the fuck out of him. How about that?
Jesus Christ. All right.
But not rewind it to the crow. Front. You can't miss the first 2 seconds. Those are the best. Look at this. You're telling me you don't want to go hang out there?
It does seem fun.
Wait for the jingle.
The zoom in on the crow.
Oh my god.
Wow, the big giant water slide looks crazy.
Now, I do want to... Oh, yeah, shit. Oh my god.
Shit, this isn't even what I'm thinking of. This is just like a really dope ad for it. Here it is. Hold on. 1996, there's more than corn in Indiana. There we go. Here's the jingle I want, Kevin. Can you make this happen?
When Greg said Greg. That the best things happened in the first 2 seconds, I thought he was making it up.
I know. That was,
that's mine. Dude, this is mine, Kevin. Hold on. So I put this in there just now. Oh, have you heard of Action Park?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
You guys
but
have?
Hold on. Let me close the loop because this is the 1996 commercial is one I just sent to Kevin. It's the one I'm thinking of. Let's close this and I want to hear all about Action Park, Nick.
Okay.
All right. Can you hold the Action Park news for a little bit?
Sure. For sure.
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Dude, that looks...
I'm paying for 4 days. I couldn't go anywhere and have this much fun.
Buy one ride session pass or one combination ride and water park pass or one night's camping and get...
Look at that! I just went through a thing of fire on a jet ski.
Ride three great coasters, this five is... water slides, and the longest action river...
This is the Midwest, man.
Camping, yeah.
Indiana Beach on beautiful Lake Schaefer,
look at
Indiana,
proving
one... They just had that one woman. In
I mean, that's all you needed. It's apparently a good deal.
One thing I did want to quickly break down that, like, how much brainstorming was there when they chose to land on a crow as their mascot? Like, is there, had to have been other animals that.
But what is native? What is native to Indiana and cornfields?
I mean, aren't crows everywhere though? It's, you know, it seems.
That's what
like,
I'm saying, Kevin. Because like, I had crows back home in Texas. Like,
yeah, we got them here.
Yeah.
Not as many water slides though.
It's just a shitty animal, is what I'm saying. Like,
whoa, yeah. Whoa. Hey.
Crows are dope, man. They can kill
really
you.
Smart. Really
you
smart.
Picked
here's
any.
What I did. Here's what I did. Oh yes. Here's what I Googled Indiana crow. And what I find is that people also ask, are there crows in Indiana? Crows are found throughout Indiana in places that are a mix of open fields and woodlands. So there you go, Andy. the second question is, can I kill a crow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, why wouldn't you be able to?
I always wanted to go to Indiana Beach, man, but I can't.
Wow, how big the main roller coaster is.
Tim,
that middle part down there looks like intestines.
Yeah.
No, it does. It looks really, really gross.
What's up,
Tim,
baby?
I think the crow thing is more of a, like... Is that animal cruelty? Will I get arrested? Sort of thing.
Well, either that or maybe sometimes people, you're not allowed to kill.
Yeah, like, is it legal to kill a crow?
In danger. You can't kill a falcon, for instance.
Not like, are crows invulnerable? Do I have to worry about it?
No, I don't think it's an invulnerability thing. I think it's more of a, Tim, if you're walking down the street and you saw a crow on a like a power line and you shot it with a BB gun, can you do that
without getting in trouble? You can't do that for most animals, right?
Yeah. Can you do that for any animal?
What is
this
the Indiana
is an interesting
Beach?
Thing. Killing a spider, right? And again, animals, insects, it's a different, it's whatever. But like, at what level is it just like, oh, absolutely, you can't do that?
How big is falcon. Too small to kill?
I feel like is way bigger than...
Yeah. The thing is that you can kill rats, you can kill mice, right? Anything. I feel like anything you can call an exterminator to come and kill, you can kill. Yeah. You can kill
rats. When they're encroaching in your vicinity, in your territory... I think you could definitely take their life into your hands.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, if a crow came into your house, you could beat it with a shovel easily. Yeah. You're not going to jail for that. I think it's one of those things where
no one will bat an eye.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great
if
area.
If you're out there with your revolver to shoot him in the streets, that's a problem.
And people
if you're in Indiana and you're in cornfield, you know.
Okay, but raccoons, I don't know a lot about Indiana, but I'm pretty sure there are no laws in Indiana. I think you can do whatever the fuck you want there.
Raccoons get in your house?
Yeah.
Oh, raccoons
will
fuck
you. Kill them.
Yeah.
You're allowed to kill a raccoon? I mean,
yeah. Tim, you're allowed to kill most things that come to your house. Right? People. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if Greg comes in uninvited, you could hit him with a shovel. I don't know if it'll kill him or not, but
I'm gonna get it more angry and more crazy. Right? Think about what's happening up here already. Here's what I want to put out. I know that, like, obviously there's a pandemic going on, and so we daydream about the day where we can all hang out in the same room together. I'm now daydreaming about us going to Indiana Beach, and it turns out that they have lodging there. We could get a lakeside cottage, maximum occupancy, 7 people, only $133. That's the standard rate for Indiana.
Let's go.
Ooh, let's do 2 weeks
on the lake.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Yes. Did their logo make you want a Butterfinger bar when you looked at it? Oh, is it the same colors as the Butterfingers? Because I kind of want a Butterfinger bar right now.
Oh, but you know what? When I'm looking, I'm on their Twitter right now. I'm looking at Indiana Beach, and I'm also looking at IB Crow, because the Indiana Beach Crow needs his own Twitter account as well. And they have a Halloween Horror at Indiana Beach thing going on that does look very Butterfingery. And I
are
see,
any,
see what I'm
Greg,
saying?
Greg, are any of these accounts verified?
Shit.
That is a negative ghostwriter. That's a negative ghostwriter.
I figured. That was not.
Well, what? I mean, like, you think big Twitter is going to take care of Indiana Beach out there? I'm the only one singing their praises. It's me talking about this in Jellystone Park in Amboy, Illinois. That's what I'm talking about.
Six Flags is, you know, verified all over the map.
Six Flags is big time corporate sellout ride culture. All right.
Indiana Beach. DC, bro.
Ride culture.
Indiana Beach, man, this is stuff that was made by some carny in Indiana in 1952, all right?
This is what I wanted to bring up. I think I've talked to Andy and Tim about this. Maybe you guys have heard about this. Tell me if I'm wrong. But have you heard of Action Park?
There's a whole movie about it.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about it on a GOG or on an old podcast.
Yeah. The Johnny Knoxville movie happened
We talked about it on, I think I talked about, brought it up on Screencast because I watched a documentary, which I think is on HBO right now, called Class Action Park.
Yeah.
This place was fucking incredibly terrifying. And I mean fucking incredible / terrifying.
Yeah.
The shit they let people do in this was insane. And you can see it in the commercial. I put the commercial there. You can watch this and tell me if you do any of these fucking rides.
Sure. Really, really quick. I think I did mention back in the day also that there was like a week where this is all that the Levitard show talked about, because Stu Gatz would go there often, and they called it Class Action Park. They called the wave pool the grave pool because sometimes kids just wouldn't get out.
They had a wave pool that was so strong. And it was so full of dirt and like human waste and all these things that couldn't see the bottom of it. So they'd have to stop it every like 10 minutes to make sure there was no bodies on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I want you guys to watch this and tell me if you ages would actually do any of these rides.
Did people actually die in it?
Yes. They killed a lot of people. A lot of people went to the hospital.
Is Action Park still open?
No. This was from the 80s.
Okay.
So those are speedboats.
Yeah. Look at that getting in the air on that thing.
Those things, people just flew off. These were safe.
Bumper boats, yeah, sure.
Look at the fucking.
That's just a swing. That's fine.
Catch the action with over 50 rides, shows, and attractions at the World.
Jesus.
Why is he going so fast?
That was the wave park.
Minutes away.
It's.
Yeah.
That commercial didn't do a good job of selling the ridiculousness.
You say there's a documentary about it, though?
Yes. It's on HBO. What's it called?
Oh shit! I got
Action Park, and it is. I watched it twice. I watched it and I laughed and was so horrified the first time that I made Danielle watch it. It's so this ride right here that Kevin's got paused on. It's called the Alpine Sled, I think that's something like that. And it's dangerous. So the carts themselves are supposed to have brakes, but they literally are like maybe one out of every three carts the brakes didn't work. So you would just go down and just fly off into the rocks. And there were multiple people that like got injured. One kid died. There's just all this one. They don't even tell people that there's a drop in the, into like an ice cold pond.
Stu Gatz mentioned that it is. He'd say like it was lawless. There were no adults. the people running the rides were 16 years old. They were smoking cigarettes.
There's multiple times when they're going down like the river ride. That's way too, by the way, it's supposed to be like a lazy river ride. That's like a stage 4 rapid. And there's multiple people that are like, yeah, when you're going down, people get stuck. Things would start to flip over and you'd look up and there'd be a lifeguard tower with, shocker, no lifeguard there. No one would be there.
Yeah,
I sent Kevin the trailer.
Drop. You can just drop off. Yeah, this is it.
I sent Kevin the trailer here from HBO Max. This is available now. Can we watch this?
Look at that. They just let people do that.
God, they have the jams. I miss the jingles.
Yeah, I know. Look at that.
The story of Action Park is a true crime story.
As you entered the park, you saw this thing, and you're like, this is real. The
engineering cannonball loop. This,
if there was any engineering, was just nuts.
Build it higher, make it faster. People control the action.
Combine that with liquor and anything goes.
There were no rules. For a lot of kids, that was heavy.
Look at that right there.
And if you couldn't swim well, yikes.
I don't think you can understand a place like Action Park if you don't understand the kind of minds that build it.
A lot of people wish they could ignore rules. Gene actually did that. Nobody would give him insurance. So he created his own insurance company and then insured himself.
It did bring sometimes a criminal element.
I don't know how many people died at Action Park, but it wasn't just one person.
Electrocuted.
Decapitated.
Fractured. Vertebrae.
Jesus.
Nailed on the bowl.
Had a heart attack.
Nobody should ever be the second person to die in a wave pool.
Close the wave pool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think at one point they had mentioned that they had to color the floor of the wave pool a different color because it was hard to find the bodies down.
Yeah,
like when people were drowning or like in trouble, so they had to color it a lighter color because people would get lost down there. Like it was hard to see people in danger.
Chris, so I think that comedian's name, the redhead guy, I think his name's Chris Gethart. He tells a story of the first time he went on that ride, which is. He was like, I didn't know what it was. And you're just going down a normal ride. And then all of a sudden you go into a tunnel and it gets super dark and you just hear people screaming on the other end. And you don't know why until it launches you. And he goes, for a good second, you think you're just going to fall to your death. You have no idea. Nobody told you there's a 20-foot drop at the bottom. Of it.
That's awesome, man.
It's crazy.
In 2018, Johnny Knoxville made a movie called Action Point that was like a bad grandpa or whatever, dirty, I don't remember, one of the fucking grandpas, where it's like half fiction, half real, where they recreated all the rides and actually had Johnny Knoxville do them.
Dude.
As like stunts.
The one with the loop is, they start with that. They talk about that and how, by the way, they didn't bring in like physicists and structural engineers for these things.
No, you didn't do that back in the day.
You just built it, and then they were like, they needed to get people to test it out. So who did they go to? Well, they had a teenage workforce that needed money. So he would offer people $100 to go down this thing and just see if it worked. Kids would get stuck. They'd get stuck in the loop. They'd come out with bloody faces and missing teeth because the thing would propel, like if they were too heavy, would propel them up and slam them up into the top of the thing. it's one of those things, guys, when you want to peel back why me and Greg are so fucked up, when you want to really peel it back, go back and watch this. This is what we grew up with, where this was just allowed. And more often than not, it was allowed because our parents were so beaten down by us. They were just like, let the kid do whatever he wants.
I think it was that. It's just our parents grew up with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They grew up in the exact same place, right? Of like, well, whatever. Like, you're going to be fine. Like, you'll get out of this and be fine. I'm trying to Google to find out. I don't want to cast shade here. I'm pretty sure it was, but I could be wrong, Santa's Village in Illinois. East Dundee is what it's popping up as. But I was a kid,
Santa's
so what do I know?
Village.
But I remember going, I want to say it was there, but I definitely distinctly remember in the early 80s, one of those childhood memories of going on whatever trip we were going to one of these things and getting in the gondola, like the ski lift, you know what I mean? That you go up, but remember they use these not at skiing times. So we were going up a hill.
Up the mountain.
And I remember it distinctly that it was just two bars that didn't even go. It wasn't one bar that went all the way across. It was two bars that went here. And I remember being too small for it and like being in my little shorts and sliding the entire time. And Greg, I remember being the most terrifying thing in the fucking world.
There's a part for the Alpine ride where you have to ride up in order to get to the top. They use
this is Action Park.
Yeah, this is Action Park. Okay. they use the ski lift to get people to the top so that they can ride down some of the rides. Yeah. And in doing so, they were like, you have to take your sled with you. So they would hook the sled onto the side. And there's multiple times where they talk about, they're like, maybe once every couple, like every day, someone would unhook it and try to drop it on someone as they were riding down the ride below them. They would just knock it off and try to fucking kill the person down below them. And nobody stopped them from doing this shit.
Until they did.
Well, I mean, until eventually the park got, we had to get closed down.
Right, but now, as we look at this map, what I wanted to point out to you is that these are the dopest fucking things. I love going on camping trips and getting the little cartoon map of where we were and what was happening in it. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'd love like, that this, shit, Greg. And then you would see like little cartoon. It was like Where's Waldo sort of thing. I love that vibe.
It's one of those things, and we can get off the subject because I'm beating you guys up the head, but it's one of those things where I think they do such a great job in this documentary of capturing that time, of capturing like this is just was an accepted sort of environment for people to be in, and of course it would never fly now, but there's a small part of me that's like it would be so cool to go back and just spend one day at this place just seeing what it's like for like people to get hammered and then go in full-on speedboats and race against each other.
I would say
fucking full-on speedboats.
So cool.
It was, you know, as we wound down the office at some point, we didn't know we were obviously. At some point, though, I remember McDonald's becoming more prevalent as like an accepted thing and then like a treat or whatever. And it was there at the end eating McDonald's. And then now every so often when I, you know, the rare occasion I get McDonald's for something, where I'll occasionally find myself daydreaming similarly, Nick, of not like pining for the best days of my life or like super nostalgia, but I would love now as an adult to be able to go back to like 1987, 88, you know what I mean, and just like not like be a kid again, but just like wander around my town, because like I have those kid memories of what it was, and like I'm thinking of, you know, Grandma Miller taking me to McDonald's, of course, and always getting the old person combo meal, filet of fish and a cup of coffee. But like you talk about like the how the play
80 degrees outside, she's still getting a cup of coffee.
The fucking play place at McDonald's that was just like fucking blinding hot metal, everything like on concrete and shit. Like see that, steal the stupid styrofoam cups, and then I extrapolate out further of like just the cars in DuPage County and, you know, the Chicagoland area and like buildings and what they were before we moved into that 90s 2000s. Everything gets renovated to kind of look the same kind of thing.
I mean, I'm right there with you. It would be you're right, just to see, because so much of it is such a blur for me. I didn't really, we talked about this before, but I didn't really become sort of aware that I should be paying attention to the world until the 90s when I turned like into my teens and I've gotten to high school, like junior high school. I'm like, oh shit, there's a bigger world out here than Riverside, California. But just to be able to get in a car in the 80s and like just see what LA was like, or just see what all these other places are like that you can only read about now. I mean, I've been watching this other documentary called The Comedy Store. Fucking A, are you kidding
What's
me?
What's it about?
it's actually about Christmas. No, it's a water park. But I mean, like be able to get in a car, drive over to the Comedy Store in like 85, 86 and see like Sam Kennison, Andrew Dice Clay, like any of these huge names that were there, or even earlier, if I could see like catch early 80s, see like Letterman and Leno still hanging out there, that would just be fun. Or Jim Carrey fucking doing a set, or Michael Keaton doing a set, that would be insane.
It's that insane weird thing, I think, that like, again, I think one of the reasons I long for it is the mystery of it, like we're talking about, where it is that you don't even, too young and kiddish, right? Like I just did We Have Cool Friends with Rahul Kohli, right? And we were talking about Bly Manor. And one of the things about Bly Manor even watching is that is a period piece, right? Late 80s into the early 90s, right around there. And so just the fashion about it and the like what they're wearing, it's like, oh man, that's like such a distinct look. And right now, and granted, part of it's our job, but also the world and Twitter and your iPhone and everything else, it is the overexposed nature, right? Of like, we're living in the most well-documented times of like, nothing is, there's 15 shots of everything. There's 19,000 on Xbox.
Exactly.
And when you look at like, and you think about like an NES, right? What is the NES video everybody has? It's like getting it on Christmas. And it's like those like same snapshots everybody has, but they don't have the bullshit your friends wanted to make a movie, you're wandering around the streets kind of thing.
Well, that's why I kind of vibed so much with this documentary. I mean, I'd never heard of Action Park before this, maybe like a couple times here and there on like shows promoting it. But what's they talk about how they're like, when you were a kid, if you were like close enough, you would just like skip out, tell your parents you're gonna go sleep at someone's house or whatever, and then you guys would go to Action Park for the day. But the thought of it is like, if you got hurt, like, no, your mom, your parents wouldn't find out for hours, You know, they wouldn't know because they don't know where you are. That was like, that was the whole concept in the 80s and 90s. It was so fascinating. I remember me and my buddy Ryan, we were sleeping in his house and we snuck out, I think there was three of us, to go TP someone around the corner. And just that, like, his dad woke up, found us not there, freaked out and had to drive around until he found us TPing this person's house and was like, you guys don't know what it's like. He's like, he pulled me aside. He was like, look, I'm not your dad, but when you're here, I'm responsible for you. And you are like, you've grown up in this house as much as you've grown up in any of your friends. You cannot do this. And that was the first time it dawned on me. I was like, what do you mean? I can't just go wherever the fuck I want to go. Like, there are other people out there that feel responsible for me. That's fucking bananas. But that was like a pivotal moment in my life. Now they just call you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing is like, and that's why you see, like, I think it's done well in the movies we watch that are modern takes on parenting, where it is like the kid just turns off their phone or doesn't answer it. Right. And it is that thing of like, they get, then there's that screaming match in the car of like, if I call, you have to answer kind of thing. I think back to what, like, again, it's how it was and where you're raised and like what normal is. But I mean, I've like, it's been a weird summer for everyone, obviously, with COVID, but like in particular, like for me in working from home, and sometimes when the days aren't like for it is right now where it's four shows for me back to back to back, it's the idea like sometimes I'll, you know, do a show and then I have a few hours and I'm sitting on the couch and the sun's in and there's like that smell of a hot day, and I'll have those moments of like remembrance of doing that as a kid during the summer vacations. And I think about how it would be that, you know, I'd sleep through my mom leaving in the morning, I'd wake up if I was going to go into town, into whatever, call her, hey, I'm going to ride bikes with Eric and Mike. Like, I'll call you when I get home, or I'll see you when you get home.
Right.
And it's that thing of like, I was just gone loose in DuPage County, and maybe I would call collect if something went wrong. Like, to think about like how that is and how.
How old are you at this time?
I'm thinking like, you know, 13, 12, like that kind of thing. You know, you're too old, or you're so old that you don't need a babysitter. You're too young to get a job. Those summer days, I feel like, where I feel like, totally. But it's like, I remember those so distinctly of feeling like I had infinite time and being so bored at times because it was just days were so long and you're trying to get to the Friday trip or party or whatever with your, you know, not like party, like boozing, but like, you know, like sleepover at somebody's house. And it's like Wednesday and I woke up at noon and I watched two episodes of Parker Lewis Can't Lose on USA. And now I'm like, what am I going to do? Man,
I always envied a couple of friends of mine who sort of lived in a neighborhood, because I envied any movies where kids would be able to like walk to their friend's house like a block away or whatever, because I didn't really have that. I was just like it was such a weird foreign concept to me that you could walk to somebody's house, when for me it would probably take like 35, 40 minutes to walk to a friend's house. But some friends of mine, mainly like all of my friend group, kind of lived within walking distance because they were all either on the same street or two streets, three streets from each other. And I was always so jealous that they would get to just hang out with each other during the summer and go play Nintendo and stuff. And for me, it was like, all right, I'll probably play basketball. I'll play basketball when it's not 110 degrees, and maybe when it's 98, I'll go outside and play basketball.
See, I had a bunch of guys that I went to high school with that lived on my street that were my age. So it was cool. Like, my buddy Brian lived four houses down. My buddy Maury lived like right around the corner. And then Pat was like two more down. So we would always, like, if some of us were hanging out, like the Scarpino house was generally the house that had like the least amount of supervision and the most amount of food. So people would come, like, if they found out that people were hanging at our house, if the parents were out of town, you would just see them slowly walking in, and that would be the party. And it was super fun. Like, I do miss those days when, like,
Tim, what's this video you sent?
So this is like what you guys were talking about, just wanting to spend a day in the past. This is way more the past. I don't want to spend a day here, but this video is absolutely fascinating. It is from April 14th, 1906, in San Francisco. It is one of the first ever recorded things, pretty much, period.
Look at everybody staring at the camera. They're like, what the fuck is that?
So this has been upscaled and remastered and remade and colorized and everything into 4K. Kev, if you go back to the very beginning.
Wait, real quick.
So trippy.
Why is this train? Is that a bus? Why is it? There's no rails on the ground.
Where they're going, they don't need rails.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. So
it was a different time, Kevin.
Oh, no. You know what? It's the mastering thing. Go ahead.
Go back to the very beginning. So we see the actual source of this thing. But this was 4 days before the biggest earthquake, the one that fucked everything up.
City. Yeah.
So this is the source that they took, that they then remastered into. If you scroll ahead, Kev, what we're looking at.
It's cool to see the process, though.
It's really impressive.
Super dope. But the craziest thing I was like reading up on this is this was actually like shot like a movie. This is fake. Like they staged everything to get this, to kind of like sell people on the idea of downtown. Like this was the essential debut of downtown San Francisco.
Holy shit.
And so it used to be totally fucking different.
They had to sell people like on fucking theaters in order to see this thing.
Like, yeah, totally. Like that's the type of shit that we're talking about. Scroll all the way to the end.
That's a good point, Andy.
Sell them on horses to go into town, to go to the theater,
to watch the video.
Yeah, they go all the way down to the ferry building. Like it's just kind of crazy that IGN's not too far from here. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, I lived right there. I lived a block south of that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know that area super, super well.
Crazy.
This is cool.
But that's the same thing. It's like, yeah, like, I even think, like, you know, Jen and I go on these hikes on the weekend, and you read the plaques of, like, this town was founded in, you know, 1805 or whatever, and, like, the people, they bust people out here, and it was a three-hour thing, and you got a packed lunch, and then people just bought land. They decided to build and make a town, and you're like, holy shit.
So weird.
The balls on these people that's what they're gonna do.
why are horses pulling parts of trains?
Because they're just showing up. They're just like trying to like show its muscle, and it's crazy because like all that stuff like didn't really exist before that.
This is hustling and bustling. This is the place you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting things that I noticed over here. Look at these fucking people walking in front of the train.
They were they're all supposed to, right?
They didn't care, man.
This is before jaywalking.
People didn't know.
It wasn't illegal. Anything goes.
A lot of people in San Francisco still treat it like it's not illegal. It's true. Knows how I do.
Yeah.
It's that big city life, Kev. And rounding out the quartet, it's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Street, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, rooting, tooting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Glad to be here, Greg. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, usually four best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to talk about whatever they want to talk about. For some reason, a lot of you really like that, and we really like you. Show how much you like it by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get every episode ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do, and you can get your questions and topics read on the air. However, you can watch live as we record it too, just like Mark Freeman is, never heard of him. YKM is, and Dale Sapwell is. Remember, if you have no bucks tossed away, it's no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe and roosterteeth.com to get a brand new episode each and every week. If you go that extra step and you become a Patreon producer, you could get your name read on the show, just like James Davis Makes, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes. Odd Billy. Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Blackjack, Steve Powers, and Kieran O'Donnell. Today we're brought to you by youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, look at these Oreos I got. They're crazy.
Oh, they're like Back to the Future Oreos.
Wait, so Oreos did this thing the other day that this is a part of, and I don't know if you know this. There's an asteroid that's going to come really close to us during the election day. Somebody tweeted at Oreo, didn't even tag Oreo, like, who's going to save Oreos if this asteroid hits? And Oreo then looked into it of like how there's like the seed vault or whatever. And they were like, we're going to make an Oreo vault. So they built a little Oreo vault down the street from the seed vault in Norway. And they put some Oreos in there in case an asteroid ever hits Earth. Then they gave out the coordinates.
There's a movie called Day of the Comet, I think is what it was called. Do you remember that, Greg, growing up? It was terrifying. Comet was passing by, and it was gonna be the closest comet ever to pass by Earth. So everyone went out to watch it. When it passed by, it turned everyone either into dust or like zombies, except for like three people who are having sex in a bank vault.
Nice. Holy shit!
And so the whole thing is just
why were they having sex in the fucking bank vault?
I think one of them worked in a bank, and they were like, "Let's fuck in the bank vault." And it's 80s shitty. It's a
was
shitty.
Was it 80s, most like, of them, or was there like three of them, or was there just two?
I don't remember the full plot of this. I just remember there being two girls, a guy, and then at the very, very end, they like survive and they're walking down the streets of New York, I think, or LA.
Yeah.
And everyone is decimated. They've killed the last zombie or whatever. I don't know. And then the young girl's like, oh, this sucks. You guys you're partnered up and I don't have anyone to like hang out with. And then they hear a car come around the corner and it's just a dude like her age in a Ferrari. And she's like, nice car. And he goes, cool, I have like 20 of them. And then like the movie just ends. Like they're like, cool. And they all hop in and go out. And then that was the 80s, man. It was awesome.
I want to look into this.
What the hell?
So this is the Oreo Vault, the last cookies on Earth. It's the 2018 VP1 comet. It's going to come by on November 2nd, apparently. And so, yeah, Global Oreo Vault, emergency Oreo ration stored October 23rd, 2020. For all humankind. These important. These Oreo cookies were put into storage at the Oreo Vault in Salsvard, Norway, to protect from the impact of asteroid 2018 VP1. If you are reading this, the worst has happened. In your hands are the last remaining Oreo cookies on the planet. Good luck. The world is counting on you. Allow to thaw before consumption, because I think it's frozen inside the thing.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, hold on.
Night of the Comet is what it's called.
How quickly did they turn this around? When were we made aware of this?
It's not even close to like being able to hurt us.
We were made aware of it recently. Okay, like, so I opened it up and hold on. Here we go. There's more information. Hold on. It says, "Hey, here from Salzburg." Is hello from Salzburg. So there hello, you go.
From Salzburg.
Hello. Did you know there's a 0.41% chance asteroid 2018 VP1 enters Earth's atmosphere on November 2nd? Well, we do. Thanks to Olivia Gordon, who pondered aloud on Twitter, "I wonder who will save the Oreos." That's why we built the Global Oreo Vault, an asteroid-proof facility built in the permafrost region of Salzburg, Norway, down the road from the Global Seed Vault, no relation. Our doomsday bunker will include a substantial amount of Oreo cookies, dehydrated milk, just add snow, and the secret Oreo recipe. Basically, the essentials to ensure Oreo lives on for generations. You're welcome. This pack was originally destined for the vault. However, we feel it's better in your hands. Help us spread the word about 2018 VP1 and give everyone a chance to dunk before doomsday. Follow our journey to save the Oreo cookies on social at Oreo and via hashtag Oreo Vault. While the odds are in our favor, we suggest you eat these before the impact on November 2nd. Dunk carefully, Oreo.
Hey, Oreo, we have a more pressing matter in the country, and he's in the fucking White House. How about you stand up for that, Oreo? I'm looking for Olivia White's tweet, and I cannot freaking find this tweet.
Oreo's doing their part.
Wait, the Oreo lady?
Yeah.
Here it is. I'll read it to you. Her handle, all right?
Yeah, it's Olivia Wright's, right?
No, Gordon. Olivia, OliviaGordn. Olivia Gordon.
Oh, shit. Okay. Not Goron.
Goron, yeah. Different. Kevin, did you read about that asteroid that they found that they think is worth like... it was like $20,000 quadrillion.
Is it made of diamonds?
It's made of iron and nickel.
Oh.
And it's wonderful. Huge, apparently. And they were like, if we could get to it, it'd be basically worth like thousands and thousands of times the entire world's economy if they get there.
But like, that's like the future of shit, right? Like someday we will have
They already mined that one asteroid, right? Did you see that?
Is that the one where they like shot something into it to see what it was made of?
I think I didn't read the whole article. I just saw the picture of it, but I think they went down and like took samples.
Yeah, they like landed on it. They landed
and they were like, the headline that I read a headline saying they were going to do it. Then I read another headline saying it worked really, really, really well, like way better than they ever thought it could work. And then I was like, cool, we nailed it. NASA's got us covered. I don't have to read this article.
This is one reason why I will never understand the economy. I'll never understand the worth of money, the idea that you can take diamonds to somebody and say, hey, I can buy a house now. And that person says, cool, thank you. And like, I think
there's a lot more steps involved. Like you can't just go, like what you have to do is you'd have to go to someone that buys diamond, sell all the diamonds, then go to someone else.
I shouldn't have used diamonds.
But what I'm saying gold. Is like Bitcoin. You know what I mean? Like you have to figure out a way to liquidate it, then you move it over to your accounts, then you can, you know, anything. It's all more of a process.
I'm not trying to wash my money here. I'm not trying to pull.
All of that was legal.
If you're looking for a tax loophole, Andy, let me tell you about this great new deal called Asteroids. We're gonna get up there. We're gonna mine them, Andy. We just need all of the money in your bank account to get us started. How does that sit with you?
Well, that sounds great to me, Nick. That sounds great to me.
Please just write a check to Greg Miller, care of Porty.
We got it. I'm just that idiot who's like, oh, damn, we're $3 trillion in debt as a country or whatever. Let's just make more, like, delete it. I don't know. Like, what does that even mean?
If we make more money.
We owe people money, you know?
It's such a... it's such an amount that I cannot even fathom, and I don't understand why the hackers don't just
delete it.
Figure it out.
What else are they doing, man?
Wasn't that that was the plot of an action movie?
What
was like?
Oh, Fight Club. The end of Fight Club. They were racing.
No, it was also there was a fire sale in Die Hard. One of those was that it.
That might have been that too. Yeah.
Can we watch the night of Tim? Tim, can we watch Night of the Comet trailer?
Yeah. Oh yeah, let's do it.
I like this podcast a lot today.
Yeah. This is a good one. I want an Oreo, Greg. Can I have one?
Uh-huh.
Hey, hold on. I forgot.
Scream Factory.
This fucking animation. Can we play it again, Kev?
I was going to say, this looks way too new. Are we sure we got the right one here?
This is just
Scream Factory. Yeah, it's got their thing on front of it.
Oh, okay. It's just
so you guys can hear the audio. Give me 2 seconds. There we go. Okay.
Did you ever wonder what it would be like to be one of the last people on Earth?
We're talking Ghost Town!
Who would you see?
There's nobody.
Downtown LA there. No, well.
Hey, I'm sorry if the end of the world makes me a little nervous.
Where would you go?
Zombie cannibal.
The stars are up in!
Well, get ready to find out, because the comet is coming into your orbit.
The legal drinking age is now 10, but you will need ID. Let's be real.
It's the Night of the Comet.
What do you mean if I come back?
Texas?
Is the theme
fun? Night of the Comet.
Is the movie good at all?
I don't remember it being good. No. It's like,
you're watching the trailer right now, guys.
Yeah. she was in a bunch of things.
The Garden of Civilization is
I don't recognize this actress, but the. That's the guy with the Mercedes. Isn't it? He had like 50. He's like, I got 50 Mercedes. But the brunette was in a bunch of stuff. And then I think this movie ostensibly killed her career. Yeah, that was it.
I will say there's like there's a quintessential 80s/90s move that you'll see in a lot of movies. And we saw it in that trailer. It's holding somebody and shaking them with the other person's head, like flopping around a lot. That's like a move tied to that time. Really, really specifically that time.
The lead actress, Greg, you'll appreciate this, was also in Weekend at Bernie's.
Catherine Mary Stewart here, right? I'm looking at her page. So it's Kevin Warren on
The Last Starfighter. She was the love interest in both of those movies.
She was also Moira in Red Dead Redemption 2, apparently.
She has a revival there because apparently she did, let's see, Last Starfighter, which was great, 84. Weekend at Bernie's, 89. And her agent must have been like, dude. Oh, actually, no. Weekend at Bernie's was after Night of the Comet. So I'm talking shit for no reason. She had a good
career. You are.
There it is.
Back in the 80s, you could make a terrible movie and it was fine. Nobody cared.
Dude, there's a lot of... what's funny is every once in a while, you'll come across like a lost Dan Aykroyd movie from the 80s. You're like, what the fuck is this movie? It never came out. Someone watched it and was like, don't... Like, Dan Aykroyd like paid to not have it come out or
don't
something like that.
Don't release
this. Yeah. Do not release this.
This is terrible. How are we feeling about the Moras? Do they taste like Asteroid?
They're perfect. They're great. No, because they came from the vault. They're perfect. They're like crisp. And there's... I mean, I think it's because of the package they put them in. Like... We got no cracked babies here. You know what I mean? Usually you get some, they're beat up. These are perfect.
Is this an Oreo oration? Are you going to do the dunk test? The MacGuffin test?
No, The MacGuffin test.
What's it called?
Oh, wait. Good old MacGuffin.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm dumb, Greg. So the silver packaging was not that packaging. Got it.
It was a sleeve to protect it from, you know, fires and stuff.
Radiation.
Radiation. Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason I was, that's why I was asking about the turnaround. Like, how quickly did they turn around this packaging with this, like, neat little
this isn't like something that's real
foil packaging. I thought that was
I can't read that for some reason. Yes, to freeze places. I don't read what is it
about 1 year. Let's say you said, how long can you freeze an Oreo or how long will they stay good? And a year is what it's saying.
Interesting. Kevin, I put that article about the asteroid down there.
I see, looks good, man.
NASA finds rare metal asteroid worth $10,000 quadrillion.
Oh, we got to get this thing, guys.
We got to get to it.
Well, I feel like
Andy's building a big arm.
Just like 10 quintillion?
I don't know how numbers work past a trillion. I'll be honest with you. I haven't even fathomed that. But apparently they think this was part of a planet's
core,
like a protoplanet that got destroyed or something and then shot this giant iron nickel.
Metal protoplanets. Cool shit. It's really, really cool.
I know.
Words like that are awesome.
It's just like you stop to think about it. You're like, there's a whole universe out there that we one day, like maybe 100 or 200 years, hopefully, if humanity doesn't blow ourselves up, like there'll be someone's job will be to go to this thing.
Hold up, bro. Hold on.
And mine. There it is.
Keep going, girl. Keep going. Keep talking,
so
bro.
Cute, Andy. You think you know how to do that?
Smoke weed, dude.
it's just crazy to me that people, this will be someone's job someday, that they'll have, there'll be a station, they'll mine this thing, and that'll,
and
just
they'll
be,
hate it so
oh,
much.
They'll fucking hate it.
You know what I mean?
But like they'll be a reluctant hero.
I don't
think reluctant
that part of community where we all go into the fantasy now, where we're all on this crew and all of us hate it except Kevin, who fucking loves it. He loves it. Yeah, he lives for this shit.
Oh, by the way, started Community.
Oh, what do you think?
About 4 episodes in.
It's good, right?
It's really good. Yeah. Really damn good. Very clever. More clever than I thought. I thought it would be a lot more. And you're going to hate me for this, Nick. Thought it would be a lot more Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, it's got moments of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Which I'm not saying Brooklyn Nine-Nine isn't creative or clever. It's just Brooklyn Nine-Nine is more,
it's more farcical.
Your typical, like, it's missing a laugh track kind of show.
Yeah.
Where it feels like Brooklyn Nine-Nine kind of feels like it needs a laugh track in some spots because it's very NBC, like Thursday night television, Tuesday night television type of shit. But Community just feels a lot more, I don't know, just my type of humor, I guess.
It's rad. It's definitely good. I will say it's a bit of a bumpy ride from like basically season 2 to season 3. Season 3 and season 4, I think, I can't remember how many seasons it is. Just get through the gas leak season is what they call it, because it was so bad that the next year they came back, they just explained all of it away by saying there was a massive gas leak in the school and that it would never happen there. It just doesn't count. So basically, just retconning the entire thing. From that point on, it actually gets pretty good again. But I like
chat,
it.
Did you all see, obviously, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series last night? Give it up for the Dodgers. Give it up for the Dodgers.
They beat the Braves, John Rocker.
They beat the Braves the last series in the NLCS.
This time they beat the Twins, Kirby Puckett.
They beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Kirby Puckett's dead.
No, he isn't.
Oh no, wait, I'm thinking of Tony Gwynn. Kirby Puckett dead? Let me Google that. Kirby Puckett is dead. Yeah, he died in 06. Died in 06.
Rest in peace. Taking too
anyway,
soon.
They beat the Devil Rays last night in the World Championship. In the 8th inning, their star third baseman was pulled out of the game because he tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw photos of him, no mask, out there celebrating with the team, right?
They sent him back out when they won the World Series. Apparently, they knew he had COVID before the game started. And the team.
So how did he get caught middle of the game?
I don't know, Greg. I have no fucking idea. And maybe that speculation, the idea that they knew before, I could have sworn that is an actual fact in the story. But he went back out there and, like, there's this perfect screenshot that somebody screenshot, and it was like 2020 in a nutshell. And it's a screenshot of ESPN, and it's a picture of him kissing his wife on the field after they won. And it's a Justin Turner test positive for COVID in the 8th inning, like pulled in the 8th inning. And it's wild because I was just listening to the Levitard show, and they were like, what if the Dodgers forced a game 7? And what happens? Like, they would have to test everybody else on the Dodgers. Or what if the Devil Rays forced a game 7? Because they won 6 in a best out of 7 series.
Is there seriously a team called the Devil Rays?
He's making that up. No, that's not
true. Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay Rays. They used to be the Devil Rays back in the day, but now they are the Tampa Bay Rays.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you that much credit. They are an expansion team. They are one of the newer teams, but it's been like 20 years since they've been a new team.
But they've never been close to the World Series ever, right?
Oh, yeah, they have. Yeah, they have. Wow. They're one of these teams that kind of – you watch Moneyball, right?
No.
You never watch Moneyball? Oh, man, even if you're not a baseball fan, Moneyball's a fantastic movie.
I didn't watch it either.
Jonah Hill.
It's on Netflix right now.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill. It's a fucking good-ass movie, dude.
I watched Wolf of Wall Street.
But Moneyball's essentially the
much better movie to watch.
Doing as much as possible with as little money as possible, using statistics and being like, we're going to get these guys. And like, it's love basically it. Like you're a small market team. You got to do with the most with the little as
Chris
little as you have.
It.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is one of the, but the Rays are one of these small market teams. So that's why you probably haven't really heard of them, Tim. But if the Rays force the game 7, you got to assume all the Dodgers are testing positive for COVID. Or a bunch of them.
At least more.
Do you think
they
all kiss
sure.
that guy's wife?
Yeah, definitely. That's how baseball.
Probably,
that's how. That's,
yeah.
how that's why I've been trying to institute baseball rules. Are kind of funny since the beginning.
You want an open door bathroom policy and a morning kiss from everybody,
everybody's wives. But it's just so it's so crazy to think about, like the idea that, you know, fuck it, who cares? Money. We don't care if our player tests a positive. We're gonna send him back out there, and the other players of the Dodgers are like, hey, he deserved this. We won. He deserves to be with our team. It's like. Dude, it's COVID, bro. Like, this isn't.
It's not about deserving anything.
Yeah, it's just wild to me. It's crazy to me.
I mean, to be fair, though, like, I totally understand. And from a safety standpoint, that makes total sense. But, like, dude, come. It's like you fucking won the World Series. This is probably, this might be the only time you ever get to do it. I know, but, like, and I'm again, I don't think you made the right choice.
You might.
I don't think you made the right choice, but specifically for, like, that running out onto the field to celebrate with the team, I. Understand why he would want to do that. This is a huge moment. It's been a terrible year. Maybe he didn't feel that bad. Again, he's putting other people's lives at risk, so it's
but he has it
not cool. I know, but like I don't know. It's just it's sad to me that he had to make that choice. It's sad to me that's where we're at, where he couldn't. You know, I don't know. There wasn't
here's a statement from the major leagues in response to the inquiries. Major League Baseball issued the following statement today regarding the circumstances involving Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner. Immediately upon receiving notice from the laboratory of a positive test, protocols were triggered, leading to the removal of Justin Turner from last night's game. Turner was placed into isolation for the safety of those around him. However, following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard those agreed-upon joint protocols and the instructions he was given regarding the safety and protection of others. While a desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everybody he came in contact with at risk. MLB security raised the matter of being on the field with Turner. He emphatically refused to comply. Yeah, they are not happy with him.
Like, nor should they be. I mean, it's obviously a PR nightmare, and it's putting a lot of people at risk that don't. I mean, the thing that got me was they were like, here's a picture of him sitting next to a guy that just got over cancer, had cancer 10 years ago. And I was like, oh no, this guy's just not thinking. But I don't know, man. You don't get into baseball to think. You get into baseball to do, Greg. Baseball,
yeah, hit some dingers, hit homers. It's
exactly. Andy, here's what
fucking
I Andy,
moron. Just wear a mask.
Yeah.
Here's what I'd love you to do, Andy, to lighten the mood a little bit. I'd like you to pull three more names of teams from baseball and then one that's totally fake and see if Tim knows which one's fake and which one's real.
I enjoy this quite a bit, but I will say I'm shocked that there was a baseball team I didn't know. I thought that by 2020, at this point in my life, I would have had most of the major sports figured out. Hockey teams, no fucking chance.
No way. That's not a major
I could name it. But NBA, football, and baseball, I would have thought I had them all down.
NBA
being able to match them to their place, maybe not.
What's that New Orleans one that I swear you made up?
Hornets.
Jazz. That's the
Pelicans. Oh, the Pelicans.
That's the one. Yeah, it's fucking so fake.
Charlotte Hornets.
There's not a day.
Charlotte Hornets, yeah, they were a real thing. Are they back though? They weren't, and then they were back now?
So here's what happened. It was the Charlotte Hornets. It was the Charlotte Hornets. The Charlotte Hornets then became the Charlotte Bobcats.
Ooh.
Dumb.
New Orleans became the Pelicans, and then Charlotte, was it ever the New Orleans Hornets? Fuck, I don't know. I'm getting myself confused, man.
Hornets are cool as hell, man.
They need to go back to their OG logo, because that's the shit, right?
The fun, cool-looking Hornet.
Yeah, not this I'm an angry Hornet. No, Hornet, we don't need that. Nobody needs that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used to be. So, yeah, the Pelicans used to be the New Orleans Hornets, and then they went back. They became the Pelicans, and then Charlotte. I don't fucking know, dude. Who gives a shit about this?
Did you guys see the suits that people have to wear to take on the murder Hornets?
No.
They're fucking
I thought crazy. We're done with them. Aren't we over them?
No, there's like a new patch in
America
now.
They found like a crazy nest, Craig. They found like a crazy nest, apparently.
Wait, hold on a second. Now I'm on the Hornets page here. It says Michael Jordan acquired the Bobcats in 2010.
He's been the owner for a long time, and they haven't.
What did he do to the Wizards? Remember when he owned the Wizards after the Bulls for a little bit? Remember?
He played for the Wizards.
He owned some of them too.
Did he?
I thought so.
He was a GM and an owner for that. Didn't they go into that in the documentary?
I mean, the fact that he's owned the Bobcats and they have been shit for so long, and now it's the Charlotte Hornets that he owns. A lot of people kind of give him criticism that he. Like, nobody talks about how bad of an owner MJ is. Like, he's always drafting the worst players and shit.
Now I'm on the Washington Wizards page, 2001 to 2003, the Michael Jordan era. After retiring from the Bulls in early 1999, Michael Jordan became the Washington Wizards president of basketball operations as well as a minority owner in 2000.
I don't think
you should be able to own this many parts of, you know what I mean? He can't own too many teams.
Jay-Z owned the Nets for a while. I don't think he still does. I don't think it was a good investment.
But he brought him back to Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm. The jersey.
All right, so this is what I got to do. This is what you're fighting the Hornets with nowadays, purple.
Yeah, apparently
among us, motherfucker.
Yeah, isn't it? Hold
among
on,
ass.
Cruise vacuum invasive like. Murder hornets out of Washington Nest.
That's what the
here's
suits
the
look
thing.
Like.
I can't get worried. I can't get worried about the murder hornets because I, of course, grew up with the killer bees.
Yeah.
And I remember there was great made for TV movies that were awful about killer bees. I remember this was the big thing. Killer bees were going to come get us. So now you're telling me there's a murder hornet. It's like, whatever. I never saw a killer bee. I'm not going to see a murder hornet probably.
But even just normal bees are scary. Like my girl, man.
They're annoying.
That shit was,
yeah.
Dude, my girl was traumatizing. And that was just bees. Just a lot of bees.
Yeah, my girl, that definitely was a traumatizing moment in my childhood.
Didn't Macaulay Culkin have a bee allergy in that? Wasn't that the whole thing? They kept setting it up like, don't go near the bees, don't go near the bees. And then he gets stung by a bee and his head goes, and then he's just like, oh no, he's dead.
I mean, I don't think we ever see the body, but like he gets stung by a lot of bees, right?
Man, that was sad.
Yeah.
That was a sad movie. Didn't they make a sequel to that where it was like back
yeah,
to
My Girl 3? Like yeah, I've never
my
seen
My Girl 3.
Good for My Girl, you know what I mean? Anna Klumsky, remember her?
Yeah, no, I do remember because she's in Veep.
Yeah.
Did you finish Veep, Greg?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I didn't really watch that much of Veep. You know what I mean?
You should go back and watch it just because and this is something I wanted to talk to David about, but we didn't get a chance to because he had to go. But like the final season of Veep was, it's almost as if nobody wanted to have careers afterward. That's how hard they go with the comedy in that final season, to the point where I was like, I'm almost uncomfortable watching this. For fear that someone might see me laughing at some of the stuff and be like, wow, we got to burn this whole thing down. It's incredible.
Liam Pickford writes in. Actually, no, before he writes in, before we get to that, Andy, what are we going to do?
What do you mean?
Before we get this question, what are we going to do?
Haiku in review.
You usually remind me about
okay,
the ads.
Let's get to our ads.
Yeah, there it is. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by youtube.com/kindafunnygames. Did you know that we have narrowed the lead that youtube.com/kindafunny has over youtube.com/kindafunnygames to just 10,000 subscriptions? Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Greg Miller. Chances are you ran into us because of what I used to do on IGN or video games, or I yelled at somebody on the gauntlet and you said that guy knows about video games. So you came over and started watching the video games coverage. But for some reason, more of you subscribed to Kinda Funny, and I can't let Nick continue to hold this over my head. So I'm asking you to go to youtube.com/kindafunnygames and subscribe there. Why? Well, of course, there's Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every day. There's the Kinda Funny Games Cast each and every week, giving all sorts of reviews. But mainly, ladies and gentlemen, it is about to be November. We are in the thick of next gen. We are in the thick of the holiday rush. Guess what that means? You are getting all sorts of Gamescast reviews. Watch Dogs Legion is already up, but there's more coming for every big game you'd probably be thinking about. Right now, if you went to kindafunny.com/PS5, you'd find all our PlayStation 5 launch coverage. If you went to kindafunny.com/Xbox, you'd find all our Xbox launch coverage. If you went and watched PS I Love You XOXO, you'd have a PlayStation podcast bringing you the nerdy PlayStation news you need to know about each and every week. There's tons of great stuff over on youtube.com/kindafunnygames. So if you're an audio listener or just don't care about games, go over there and click the subscribe button. Right, Andy?
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy. All right, back to the show.
All right, I thought you were gonna talk about, are you gonna quiz Tim on the baseball teams?
But, oh, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm conjuring it up right now. Let's get to Liam's question. We can hit that after this.
Okay, sounds good. I'm full screen. Why, Kevin? What's happening?
Oh, no, they don't see this.
No, they do. I thought you were doing the ads.
I thought we'd do those later.
We never do ads during the show.
You're right.
I'm just going to say,
right,
as a segue, that's a 0 out of 10 for Greg's segue on that. Tim,
I refuse your rating because I'm not a part of that. That's you rate Tim. Nobody rates me.
Tim, you want to rate him? It's only turnabouts fair play.
No.
Okay. Man, I'm running.
That's not even on me. That's it. You're rating Andy on that one. Because Andy's the one who fucked it up. I tossed Andy the watermelon. He dropped it on the ground. It splattered all over the place. He's covered in watermelon.
Dirty Dancing. 0 out of 10.
Liam Pickford writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like you can, and says, hey, y'all, first time writing into any show, and I've got a question that I would love to hear you tackle. I've recently binged The Toys That Made Us on Netflix, and also hearing Tim gush about Mario Kart Home Circuit really got me thinking about all the thought that goes into making such incredible pieces of plastic. My question is this. If Kinda Funny was a toy company and had to design and market the ultimate child's toy, what toy would y'all end up making? Andy, we're in the pitch room. I want you to start.
Create our own Kinda Funny. Like, is it themed? Or are we...
We're Kinda Funny Incorporated. It doesn't have to be about us. Hold on, Andy. I'm gonna stop you in the pitch room. Nick Scarpino from kindoffunny.com. What do you got to say?
The toys that I liked most, Greg, and you tell me if I'm crazy, sure, were the ones from my youth that were so needlessly complex and heavy that you worried you were going to hurt yourself trying to transform them or do whatever they wanted to. I'm talking about like die-cast metal transformers.
Yeah.
You know, the Robotech toys where you're like, as a child, you're like, I don't know how to work this thing.
Sure.
And then you would drop it on your toe, have to go to the emergency room. I'm going to say it needs to be a transformer of something. It has to transform. That's my first.
The biggest thing, I mean, while we're here and trying to figure out the ultimate toy, which is difficult, I think we need to right off the bat, are we doing an IP or are we trying to do something original? And I think we got to do an IP because I hated all the fucking generic toys. Nobody, when your parents take you, oh, we'll go to the toy store. And you go to the educational fucking toy store and it's all, blocks and crap and fucking wooden trains.
Oh my God. It was always Steinmart. It was Steinmart, yep, dude.
I remember Steinmart.
Steinmart had nothing licensed, bro. Like, it was a nightmare. It was a fucking wasteland of just unlicensed, unfun stuff. First off, I could fuck with unlicensed fun cool action figures of random ass shit I've never seen as long as they have cool muscles and awesome laser guns, but it was just like the most unfun shit ever. I fucking hated Steinmart, man.
You know it was gonna be bad when like you could get a toy there and shoes and a shirt. Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Fucking be good.
Yeah, like khakis for church, Nick. Like,
yeah, you're like, you went there to get khakis and socks, but also like there's a toy aisle. And you're like, this is
terrible, dude.
See, I'm in the headspace of this Mario Kart toy, which I have deemed the greatest toy of the year 2020. It's insane how it actually works. This is the future we are living in.
Tim's Toy Box Award of the Year goes to Mario Kart.
Absolutely. But I want to take the elements that make it special, that make it enjoyable, rip the IP out of it, and try to apply it to make an even cooler kids' toy. What could be cooler than this Mario Kart Live? And to me, it's a couple simple ingredients. Hot Wheels are cool. Hot Wheel tracks specifically are cool. Building your own track, something about that's great. The Ninja Turtles party van was cool because that can transport your toys, all your different action figures. They can all join up together, right? And obviously, as we've learned from this Mario Kart thing, remote control anything cool. But the idea of a remote control thing that flies, that's where I want to see. And I know we've gotten there tech-wise. I didn't have that when I was a little kid. But I'm going to throw in one more bit here. And it's the little army men with the parachutes. I want to combine all these elements somehow. So I'm talking about a helicarrier type situation. If I can get my action figures in a party van style situation that can fly, that is remote controlled, that I can somehow then have the action figures come out of and parachute down, that is the ultimate toy.
Can't we do this with the Avengers? If we have the shield helicarrier, we can fly that RC-wise and then have specialty Avenger toys in there that pop out. Captain America, Iron Man.
I mean, yeah, if you want to add the IP to it, then absolutely. That is a fantastic call.
I just feel that the IP, it's always something you're going to gloss over for the most part in your toy catalog.
Yeah, but that's my thing is I like the opportunity to make your own stories, the opportunity to not have to have all the adventures.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You know, I love you very much. I couldn't do this job without you. Do we want to talk about like this? There's no decorum from Nick anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I understand we've been in this relationship a long time, but he doesn't even say, excuse me. I have to pee. Excuse me. I got to go get a coffee.
Wait, let's all hey guys, hide. Let's all hide.
Teach G's on fire. All right, Kevin, you hide first. And then he just gets up and leaves. You're mid-conversation, not even an acknowledgement of it. You hate to see a relationship go sour like this.
Just fall apart, man. Just fall apart.
Andy, I'm sorry. We didn't know it was so bad, you know?
Will he even know what we're talking about when he comes back? Like, what's the over-under? If we just switch the topic right now and then ask him when he comes back, like, what were we talking about? I'd be shocked if his answer was toys. I'd be pretty shocked.
All right, so that's it. That's, I mean, we don't have to switch the conversation at all. No, we just have to wait for him to sit down. Well, now you've incepted the idea in my head and the chat's idea in Andy's head. So, I mean, like,
Greg,
you're also not trying to.
Greg, yeah,
I won't follow through with it.
No, I'm saying you want to follow through with it. I'm just like, if we don't, we don't. I'm fine with not doing it.
I just don't want to poke the bear. You know what I mean? Because, like, Nick sometimes gets defensive. He's just like, why are you talking shit?
It's always shocking but when it
what
happens.
If, I mean, I feel like he's been gone a long time. What if this is something important, you know? Like, we all live busy lives.
Covered in blood. No, our
friends. Oh, man. I love this show. This show's so fun.
The toy that I wanted to bring up, Tim, like, as soon as you started talking about flying stuff, I thought you were going to just say my thing, but yours ended up being action figure related. When I was a kid, I was so jealous of any cousin or any friend of mine that had the little cars that kids would drive.
Absolutely. I was
so jealous of those.
Power wheels?
And
yeah.
I had a power wheel and I loved it. I had a
power
big
wheels. There we go. Yeah, power wheels. Yeah, like the fucking Jeep looking ones, or you know your girl cousins would have the Barbie ones or whatever, the Lambos and shit. I'm thinking like obviously it's next gen. You went to flying toys. I was right there with you, Tim. I'm thinking like
flying power wheels.
Flying power wheels.
That's too much power for any child to have.
That's scary. That's like, scary. There's like, a little girl in my neighborhood that has power wheels now, and I'm still jealous. Like, I have a car.
I'm talking like power wheels that, you know, these things are smart. They have elevation detection. Sure. They know when they are 6 feet above the ground or whatever. Well,
yeah, you just put a limiter on, like a governor where it can't go above.
Yeah.
Which the hovering thing would be cool.
Like, I think that would be so cool because obviously kids, you know, they don't weigh a whole lot. It would be super, the battery would maybe last for 10 minutes. But the idea that, like, I could just, like, get in this little thing and then fly.
Like a drone? Know,
yeah, just like a little drone, Nick. I think
Kevin, I sent to assets the world. Bigfoot power wheel if you want to toss that in there. Look at that beauty.
Did any of you guys have power wheels growing up?
Yeah, no, I had this one with this same color loadout and everything. Imagine little Greggy behind the wheel, that thing running his friends over.
Didn't I have one?
Yeah, I think your sister did. Someone in your family had one. Yeah. I never got to ride it, though.
I was so jealous of all of these, man. Like, I was so hurt
freedom.
That I never had one.
It was free.
And it was always the little shitty cousins that had them.
They always ran out of juice way too fast.
Yeah, because it was like a fucking AA battery, like rechargeable.
Yeah. It was a giant battery block. Giant battery block. Like it looked like a small car battery. It was very impressive.
Yeah.
That shit was cool.
Yeah, I just remember I had friends in the neighborhood, but their dads were like lawyers. And to me, I was like, I can't have one of those. My dad's not a lawyer. There's no way we could afford that. I think one of my buddies had that. And one of my other dad buddies had one that was like the Ferrari version of it. And I was like, those guys are way out of my league, man. That's so cool.
Tim, was that a girl's really cool. one?
It was. Okay. I'm looking at image searches right now. And
it's that one right there.
Dude, you could just type in like Barbie Power Wheels. And
well, I mean, but I remember it was a Jeep. No, I'm trying to find the one that I had.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know that there have been like sort of licensed vehicle ones that are catered toward. They're all pink and they're like girly shit. Oh my god,
that's amazing.
That's awesome.
This is
that's
sold out from Kmart right now, but it would have been $300.
Is that blue?
Yeah,
you're my boy blue.
It's my boy blue. And then
is that the Professor X? What is that?
It's pretty insane. Like,
no, this is like a hoverboard. This is like a hoverboard, but you sit.
Okay.
Nick Scarpino, kindoffunny.com.
I'm gonna ask the most Nick question.
I appreciate it. I like it.
Okay. Hoverboards. Right? You've seen
they don't work
things.
On water unless you've got power.
Sure. Thank you, Greg.
If you got power.
The hoverboard.
Nick Fry, you bojo.
Whose idea was it to call these things hoverboards?
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
My question.
I hate because it. You know, are, I mean, it was them just trying to capitalize, you know?
Yeah, but it's so confusing because someone said, oh, that guy's got a hoverboard. And I got excited. I looked over. It's got a big wheel. I'm like, that's the opposite of a hoverboard. If it's making contact with something, it's not hovering. That's sick, Kevin. Buy me one of those right now.
What are you talking about?
The motorcycle power wheels.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry.
Wait, how do you see that?
Because Tim
is that not just the motorcycle? Oh, you're right.
Tim's putting it through the Slack. Or not the Slack, the Discord.
Chat. Oh, god.
Look down
at
the Discord chat.
I would love that.
That thing's
insane. Like, here's the thing. Like, Jesus. This is the answer. What's the coolest kid's toy? Damn, they already did it.
Yeah.
Now here's what I'm gonna say. Nowadays,
yeah. Motorcycle.
Make it red. Make it look like Akira.
That's Ooh. Cool. If we have, if, how much can we spend on this toy? Is it can it be $10,000? Because there's a there was an old Robotech cartoon where they
we're
rode
making,
on the motorcycle.
We're not buying it.
Cool. Perfect. Then I don't have to worry about. I'm an idea man. I don't worry about the yeah. economics behind these things.
Yeah, exactly.
There was an old Robotech vehicle called the Cyclone, I think is what it was called, where they ride it, and then if they hit a button, it forms around them, and they can fly in it. So we can combine Tim's idea with Andy's idea, where if you hit a button, then you can hover and like move around, and then it just becomes a motorcycle again. Done.
I love it. I love it.
Dude, this can't be. Hold on. You seeing this? Is this not the motorcycle we saw in the video today? With the kid bapping the dad in his balls?
I think that's one from Ultimate Spider-Man, the better Spider-Man cartoon.
No.
It's only $100? That's not bad.
Right? I mean, that's the part that shocked me. Wait, but Tim, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think before it breaks.
That thing doesn't move a second. It's lucky. It'll be lucky if when I fucking sit on that, if it's like a Power Wheel motorcycle for the audio listeners, that thing would not support me for 2 seconds.
I feel
crush
like
right to the ground.
Try it.
I want to change topics just a little bit because I have a question.
Oh, he's throwing down the change topic. I guess we've picked the toy was just the toy that already exists.
Yes.
Well, no. I said the hover toy is what I would want to do. And by the way, I have my baseball teams for Tim when he's ready.
Tim likes basketball. Awesome.
This is a quick thing.
All right.
I just want to put it out there that I think that out of any car in the history of cars, the Volkswagen Beetle has had the biggest glow up we've ever seen. Now, I'm not saying that the newest Beetle is like the coolest car. I'm just saying, Kev, can you please bring up the picture I just sent you?
Are you talking about like a new one or the one from like 2000?
The Journey in general, right?
So
the Journey in general.
There's a Journey, right? So we go from That's this
cool
thing.
Car. I love
we
those
go
things.
From this.
It's Herbie the Love Bug.
Then we got this, which is like kind of not the best, right?
It was cool like, though. Like, was at the time, this is cool.
Kidding. Yeah. This is a
team. This was cool as shit back in the day. Like everybody, hold on, everybody. This was the fucking iMac, the colored ones of the car world. No. Like
It was, which is lame as shit. Then now we
have what? The colored iMac were lame?
They were lame.
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Don't listen to him, Andy. He's trying to get into your skin. It's working. Don't listen to him.
He's crazy.
Now that actually looks pretty cool.
This is really cool. Is this brand new? They just released this today?
No, I've just been seeing them on the street, and I keep thinking like, damn, that's a Beetle.
This is 2016.
Here's the thing though. So much of Volkswagen shares its DNA with Porsche, and Audi actually now, because they're all owned by, I think Volkswagen owns Porsche and Audi Group. So what annoys me about this car is that if you want this car, not this one, the brand new bug, just get the Audi TT. They look almost exactly the same, and the Audi TT will probably smoke this car.
I agree with you, Nick. I feel like this is leaning too much into the Audi TT territory because it's starting to not look like a buggy anymore. It's not a buggy anymore when it looks like that.
Yeah, type in white TT, right? Like, right, that silver one. Yeah, look at how much fucking cooler that
car looks.
This
is like an elongated buggy now. Yeah, like,
yeah, but this is $48,000, it looks like.
Yeah, not if you get the TTRS. I think it's more, but it's fucking super fast. It's so fast.
No, I'm totally on your side with it. The new buggy it's ceasing TTRS. To be a buggy anymore.
No,
it's not though. If you see this in real life, it's very identifiably a Beetle.
First off, I respect that you call it a buggy. That's cute.
Is that on a thing?
No, it's either a Beetle or a bug. I don't think I've ever heard anyone call it a buggy.
We always call it a
punch buggy.
Slug bug.
Yeah, whenever you'd see when you'd like pinch buggy.
But like
pinch buggy.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool design, but the whole concept of the Volkswagen Beetle was supposed to be this very simple, cheap, utilitarian car. And I don't know how much these retail for, so maybe they are still relatively inexpensive, but I don't know. It's getting more and more looking like a squashed Porsche. And I'm like, I get it because Porsches are sick, but.
AKA ultimate glow up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Because it kind of looks like a little like you took a Panamera or like a 911 and just kind of squished it up a little bit, which they always sort of have looked, but now
it just looks like they're flattening the fucking
they're smooshing it from the top. But yeah. I like it. I like
it looks
what
nice
I saw
in person. Yeah,
I'm. Well, you like that's a 2020. That's brand new.
You would like to see the Ghostbusters version of that, Greg.
You know I would. You know I would, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about that,
Nick. I was gonna say the price range is between $18,000 and $33,000.
Okay, so quite significantly less than the Audi TTRS, but I stand by the fact that the TTRS will smoke that fucking thing.
Yeah, no, like no one. I think is arguing.
I'm just saying, Tim, fuck your bug. I'll take the TTRS.
I hate the show. I know I said I loved it.
Tim,
Tim, are you ready for your baseball quiz?
Yes.
Is it a team? Tim don't know. Picking teams with Nick Scarpino's over there.
What's up, everybody? I'm going to throw it to Andy because it's his podcast, but Greg couldn't figure out how to fit that into the lyrics. Go ahead.
It's such a good jingle, and I got to do it, but then I just end at Nick every time. Like I always do. It always ends with Daddy.
All righty, Tim Geddes. Mm-hmm. Known baseball fanatic. I'm going to read you four teams. One of them is not real. Okay?
Yes.
I will start. With number one.
Nick, don't say it.
Number one.
I'm going to fucking know. I'm not going to know.
Number one, the Arizona Vipers. Number two, Baltimore Orioles. Number three, Milwaukee Brewers. Number four, Washington Nationals.
Now, I'm going to stop you here because I know that it is. What was the first place you said?
Arizona.
It is the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, Andy, wow, that damn, was good. Bad.
So it's,
do you know that because we went to watch wrestling there?
No, I don't know. That's just in here. That's just in here. Somewhere.
Really? Really? So, yeah. So what's funny is the expansion year that the Tampa Bay Devil Rays were made. So were the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are the same age of team.
So they used to be the Vipers.
No. I just said Viper. I just made up another snake name.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Diamondbacks a snake. Didn't know that. See, I'm learning a lot here. It might not be about baseball teams. I already knew those. Didn't know the Diamondback was a snake. I wouldn't know what a Diamondback is. No.
Oh, no, he's a Texas Andy.
Oh, my Andy. God. It's the Texas Diamondbacks. Stone Cold Steve Banger.
Andy, do me a favor. And now we have to quiz him on four snakes. Pick three snakes that are real and one that's not.
No way.
You didn't know the Diamondback was it? Wow. I guess that's just such common knowledge to me because I feel like I was brought up on animal documentaries and animal.
Yeah.
Kind of. I'm so scared of snakes. It's like I could be Snake Man, like how Batman is with Batman with bats, where it's like I fear them and I'm going to instill that fear into my enemies. And that's sort of how I am, where it's like, I feel like I would watch a lot of these snake videos because I almost wanted a tutorial on how to defend myself against them. Go ahead, Nick.
I was going to say, Andy, let's play it out right now. Okay. It's Gotham City rooftop. Mm-hmm. Me and Greg have just robbed an unsuspecting couple and their kid of all their valuables, which let's be perfectly honest. What do they got? $20 on them, Greg? Was it even worth it? Much. I don't even know.
Never worth it, but I don't care. I'm in it for the thrill.
We're in the thrill. We're on the rooftop.
I like to hear their scream.
Andy,
I only have $20. They scream.
There ain't no and Greg's worried about the snake, and I tell him, Greg, there ain't no snake. Okay, who should come in though? The snake beats Greg's ass, just beats his fucking ass. Just not even a fucking, you know, prayer.
Do I put up any kind of fight? No,
but the snake is overpowering you very easily. Of course, I run, the snake uses its tail to grab me and then pull me back to it. It lifts me up and I say, who are you? And you say,
I'm Snake Man.
Someone really photoshop this, please.
That was really good. Andy, really
good. I almost said, like, who are you? I was going to say, it's Snake Time.
That would work too. That would work too.
Your name, like, your name's Snake Time? What's your name? I'm asking your name.
Now, it's Snake Time. Snake
Time. So I don't know. Another guy just said it's Snake Time and then slid it off the roof. It was so weird.
I asked him who he was, but he said it's Snake Time.
I guess maybe he's it Snake Time. I don't know. It sounded like a catchphrase, but he referred to it as if it was his name.
I guess
I'm trying to do a snake hiss, but I can't really. I don't know. It's hard to do it. You know what? I'm also thinking of the rattle sound. I'm thinking of a rattlesnake.
Well, snakes, you know, they put their tongue out too. That's how they smell or something, right?
Yeah. That's how they feel the air and shit like that. Yeah.
Taste the air.
They taste the air.
Which is like crazy for an animal to be able to do.
40 does that now in his old age.
It's crazy that animals have an IQ. Like when I think about it, the fact that there's like there's sort of like logic that happens up in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you an animal, Andy, and I want you to tell me this animal's IQ.
Show us our king.
Okay.
Show us our leader.
Show us the king.
Show us the king. Give it to us.
It had to be a very careful lift.
shit.
Why does he look insane? What drug
did you give that like guy? Father like son.
He's got one ear bent back like he's been hanging his head out of the car window for 45 minutes.
Well, he lifted his head. His tongue just stuck out. He's been sleeping with his tongue hanging out of his face for 2.5
God
hours or
bless
whatever.
Bless our king.
God bless
our
king.
God bless the king, man. You'll love it.
One thing before we go. Tim has uploaded a video here. What do you got here for me?
Just real quick, speaking of IQs of animals, Moose is an idiot, such a fucking idiot. But he's finally, as of today, learned how to jump off the couch. And I'm very proud of him. Because he was scared. But with the help of Cool Greg, we made the animal whisper. There we go. There he is.
Whoa! Wow. That's a big jump. Nice. That's how excited really Cool Greg is. Cool Greg's stoked too.
Yeah. Notice what he's using as bait.
Yeah, that sex toy he has. Has he had the orgy yet with these toys?
I am thrilled to tell you guys that as of today, the 7th and final hedgehog has been delivered to my house. Good. So the orgy shall commence. I think we're going to schedule it out for Friday.
So now what I need to happen is I don't even know if I'm putting this out to the audience or if it's something, Nick, that you and I sort of brainstorm. All of us brainstorm is what I want to happen. But it is Lady Galadriel doing her sort of speech about the 9 rings, but it's the 7 hedgehogs. And it's like 3 went to the men, 2 to the elves, you know, stuff like that. But it's like, but we're dispersing the hedgehogs. And then one of them wants to become the lord of the porcupine or the hedgehogs. I'm thinking porcupines. So let's try to like wrap our minds around that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. One hump doll to rule them all or whatever it is. Yeah.
We can pay.
And then the darkness defile them.
We can pay, what's her name?
Kate Blanchett,
that's her name.
I can see what her rates are. I'm pretty sure they might be a little
out of budget.
Is she on Cameo? Yeah.
I would
she's
say
way
no.
too good for Cameo. There's
Look at
no
that
way.
Kid.
That's
Look at
not
that,
a
how
real
cool that kid is.
Is that looks real? Photoshopped as hell.
That's sick.
That's so Photoshopped.
That's very, very Photoshopped. But yeah. Like he's not even wearing pants, it seems like.
Andy, there's no way that kid's arms are that defined.
Where are his legs? Why are his legs
No,
doing
Andy,
that?
You see what I'm
he's
talking about
with
the pants?
He's wearing jeans in one picture. And now he's got no jeans on.
I can't zoom in.
Oh, no, it's because he's stepping back, Kevin. It's his leg.
Is
he? Oh, yeah.
No, they're really Photoshopped.
Yeah, it's just so hard because the image quality on Discord is not great.
Yeah, it's bad. But, like, also he's missing his thumb because he's holding something.
I could totally see that.
But, like, also.
Well, he's holding
his fingers are the same length. What's going on there?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast for this week. Remember, the show doesn't end. You can go to patreon.com/kindafunny. Get the post show we're about to do by tossing us a couple of bucks. You also get the show ad free. You also get Gregway, special Gregway this month. It's going to be Tim Getty's doing it. You can get the October Gregway. It'll be actually Tim Way.
It's called Intimate.
Oh, I like that. That's smart. If you have no bucks, toss our way, of course, youtube.com/kindoffunny podcast services around the globe each and every week to hear us bullshit around as a bunch of friends. Oh, we got that post show to do. So until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.